This is episode 1963 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you as you give yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, I'm excited to launch into a brand new meditation series we'll be exploring this week, which has to do with healing wounds of the soul, soul wounds. According to the research I did this week regarding soul wounds, we all have them. In fact, most of us are considered to have at least two soul wounds within us at any given time. And if you're not familiar with soul wounds or what they are, I'll share with you one of my favorite definitions that I came across this week. And that was from the 1.cbn.com website. It is a Christian living website with devotions on the website. And there's an article by Daphne DeLay that is titled Soul Wounds. She says, soul wounds are real. They are the result of our mind, will, or emotion being so abruptly jolted that a wound is made upon the soul, leaving a scar that must be dealt with. She has said she's had many soul wounds in her life, as we each have, each one bringing her to the brink of despair. Certain soul wounds are more prominent, such as the death of a loved one, family strife, a wayward child, any kind of addiction, accidents, a stab in the back, or a betrayal. And this list could go on and on. These soul wounds can hit us out of nowhere and leave us spinning. You can feel as though you're stuck in a repetitive cycle of pain or despair. And in this week's series, you will discover a different meditation technique you can do to help you manage these soul wounds. The five soul wounds are rejection, abandonment, humiliation, betrayal, and injustice. The one we're least likely to experience, although we do experience this one, but not as often as the others, and that one is humiliation. It's likely you have experienced all of these soul wounds because as you go throughout your life and you encounter different people and places and situations, you are bound to sometimes feel as though you are being abandoned or there's some sense of injustice going on, or that you may have been betrayed or rejected or humiliated. And some of these experiences can be deeper than others. For your meditation technique today, all you need to do is simply to become aware of a deeper soul wound you'd like to focus on in this week's series. As you go throughout the week, you have a challenge. This is a daily challenge I encourage you to focus on as you consider your own soul wounds. Your daily challenge is to practice non-judgment. When you're experiencing a deep soul wound, it's very easy to blame others, to become hateful, to feel as though we are victimized, to feel a sense of grief and great anger. So think about the emotions you want to let go of so that you can practice non-judgment in regard to your soul wound. This would be a good week to keep a journal. When you reflect as you meditate, after your meditation, write down how you're feeling. This can help you process the emotions that you're managing this week. Focusing on soul wounds is hard work. This week's series is more intense than the series we usually explore. So honor yourself this week. And if you need to take a little break at any point, allow yourself to have more quiet time, to have more time to reflect, maybe to sleep more than you usually sleep, or to exercise more, and to care for yourself more than you usually do. Again, honor the journey you're on. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, consider a soul wound you may be experiencing now. It may even be a soul wound that you've carried with you throughout your life. And begin to reflect on this soul wound. Think about what caused it and the pain and grief you've experienced from this wound. Allow yourself to notice the specific emotions that arise when you reflect on this soul wound and where you may harbor these emotions in your body. Sit straight with your eyes closed and keep your eyes slightly uplifted. Begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice what comes to mind. No judgment, no shame. Just allow yourself to feel these soul wounds. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, becoming aware of your soul wounds. Leave your meditation at the point where you could go a little bit longer. Leave it on a high note. If you'd like the full half-hour guided meditations to this week's important theme of soul wounds, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app. There you can try for 2 weeks free access. All the meditations, nearly 2,000 of them are there, as well as a journal you could download for this week and a guide with the techniques on it. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.